We went to Kitty Hawk the latter part of September 1903, and after a few days spent in establishing camp and in erecting a building in which to assemble and house our new machine, we began the work of assembling. Well, in general, the structure of these wings was similar to that of the previous gliding machines which we had built, yet a number of changes in design were made, among which I may mention that of the ribs and the covering of the surface with cloth. Instead of using thin strips of ash bent to the desired curvature, as had been used in the earlier machines, for the new machines the ribs were made by sawing a piece of ash with a cross-section of about 3/8 by 1/2 inch, from one end to within a few inches of the other, inserting blocks of wood between the two halves of the strip and gluing and nailing them in position. Through this structure, we secured at the same time great strength and lightness. Ribs of this type are now used in practically all flying machines today. The cloth was stretched over both the top and bottom sides of the spars and ribs. These, I believe, were the first double-surface planes ever designed or built. The control of the machine was the same as that of the 1902 machine. Like the 1902 machine, in the latter part of the season, the central portions remained fixed, while the outer portions of the wings were adjusted to different angles of incidence. The first attempt to fly this machine was made on the 14th of December, but through a mistake in handling it at the start, the machine was broken slightly, so that repairs had to be made before another attempt could be undertaken. 5 men from the Kill Devil life-saving station were present when the test was made. The next trial was made on the 17th of December and a wind blowing 20 miles, and 4 more flights were made. The first of these covered a distance of about 100 feet, measured from the end of the track, and had a duration of about 12 seconds. The second and third flights covered about 175 feet, and the fourth flight, 852 feet. This last flight had a duration of 59 seconds. These flights started from a point about 100 feet on the west of our camp. The ground was perfectly level for a mile or two in every direction, excepting those toward the big and smaller Kill Devil Hills. The ground was level in these directions towards the hills for a distance of 1/4 mile. The machine was launched from a monorail track. This track was laid in a slight depression, which a few days before had been covered by water. We chose this spot because the action of the water had leveled it so nearly flat that little preparation of the ground was necessary in order to lay the track. The starting end of the track lay a few inches below the end, from which the machine lifted into the air. A small two-wheel truck ran on the track. Across the truck extended a beam, upon the two opposite ends of which the skids of the machine rested. A bicycle hub was attached at the forward end of the skids, beneath the elevator. This supported the forward end of the machine and guided the machine on a rail. The machine was launched entirely through the power of the motor and the thrust of the propellers. In the last flight, the rate of travel over the ground was approximately 10 miles per hour, against a wind of approximately 20 miles per hour, making the real speed of the machine through the air about 30 miles per hour. The first of these flights was the first time in the history of the world that a machine carrying a man and driven by a motor had lifted itself from the ground in free flight.